Assalamu alaikum, my dear students. Let me welcome you after session 41 with a heavy loaded data to a session which is 42nd today with no content traditional except that in this session I will make you hear that how the things are being implemented in the copper sector. What I said in the class, how the people are doing in the organizations. What we learn here in this class, is it really worthwhile to be implemented by the IT sector, by the manufacturing sector, by the service sector, companies in Pakistan and companies across the globe? تو اس پرسپیکٹو میں آج پھر آپ ذرا سی ڈاؤن اینڈ ریلیکس. اٹ از اے کائنڈ آف لیکچر ان وچ اونلی یو ول ہیئر دا ویو پوائنٹس آف ڈفرنٹ مینیجرس اسپیشلی ا کمپنی. ریمبر آئی ٹاکڈ اباؤٹ اٹ, این آئی ٹی کمپنی. وی آر آل پراؤڈ آف ا کمپنی وچ ہیز اچیوڈ سی ایم ایم آئی لیول 5. This is a standard which is world class. Humne mukhtalif organizations ki maturity ke hawale se 5 level discuss kiye, aur quality aur khas taur par IT sector ki quality ke liye CMMI ke jo levels hain wo customer ko ye message dete hain ke how the company is taking care of the process, how the people working in the company are dealing with customers of its company, what is the maturity level of the process, what is the capability of the company, the system and the processes that the demands and the needs and the wants of the customer, are they able to deliver at the strategic level, how the president and chief executive of the company gives commitment. Is like world class banne ke liye it starts from the top. Remember we discussed how at the strategic level the top man, the chief executive, must have a vision for the company. And then according to that mission, they should come up with some, kya cheez bhala? Success factors. And then those success factors should be aligned with the performance indicators. Is perspective mein, my dear students, aaj jo humne program banaya hai, ki I would like to take you to visit that company's headquarter in Lahore and to meet the president of the company, and on your behalf I will welcome him and ask him certain questions. It will give you an opportunity that you learn that whatever is being said in terms of theories, philosophies and frameworks, is it really the way it is taken up by the president of the company while going to the world class level? And I'm sure you will realize that ISO 9001, yes, it's a level which we call is managed level 3, where the processes are in place, system is documented, customer's requirement drives the realization process, measurements are analyzed, tools, yes, are deployed, and then the management review clause asks the top management that you must show that you are continually improving your system and processes. یہاں تک تو بات ٹھیک ہے, لیکن آئی ٹی سیکٹر کے اندر امپلیمنٹیشن آف آئی ایس او ہیز ناٹ بین ایز کامن اینڈ ایز وائڈلی ایپلیکیبل ایز دا سی ایم ایم. کیوں؟ چونکہ آج ہم نے اس کمپنی کو وزٹ کرنا ہے, تو میں تھوڑا سا آپ کو بیک گراؤنڈ دے دوں کہ کیپیبلٹی میچورٹی ماڈل انٹیگریشن to begin with, basically it was a model developed by Software Engineering Institute at Carnegie Mellon University in Pennsylvania, USA. And the reason was that one of the largest customer, one of the largest contractor of the software systems was the Department of Defense of United States. Of course, there were many companies they were dealing with. So there was a need in the mid-90s that there has to be some framework where the process should be in place, system should be supporting that the defects not only be corrected, but it is prevented and eradicated. So this institute came up with a framework known as CMM. Level 1, level 2, level 3, same as ISO, then level 4 and then 5. لیکن اس کا فریم ورک آئی ایس او سے ذرا مختلف ہے. دیکھیے آئی ایس او میں تو آپ نے یہ کہا کہ کلاز نمبر 5, 6, 7 and 8. Then within each clause, there are several sub-clauses. And a company has to fulfill this requirement by addressing to each sub-clause and sub-sub-clause and to the clauses and show that they are committed and continuously improving in their systems, processes, customer requirements, customer satisfaction, and they manage by facts. سی ایم ایم کے فریم ورک میں ایچ لیول ہیز سرٹن ڈیزیگنیٹڈ ڈیفائنڈ کے پی ایس. لیول 1 ہیز نو کے پی اے. کے پی اے از کی پروسیس ایریاز. زبان ذرا مختلف ہے لیکن آبجیکٹو وہی ہے. وہاں پر ہم کہا کرتے تھے کریٹیکل سکسس فیکٹرز, ہیئر وی آر ٹاکنگ کی پروسیس ایریاز. سو دوز کی پروسیس ایریا دے کال کے پی ایز. کے پی ایز آر ویل ڈیفائنڈ. ان ٹوٹل دیر آر 18 کے پی ایز اف یو وانٹ ٹو ریچ ایٹ لیول 5. اس کا مطلب یہ ہوا کہ کچھ کے پی ایز لیول 5 کے لیے ہوں گے, کچھ لیول 4 کے لیے ہوں گے, کچھ لیول 3 کے لیے اور کچھ لیول 2 کے لیے. بٹ مائی ڈیئر اسٹوڈنٹس, فار ایچ کے پی اے, چونکہ یہ آئی ٹی فوکس ہے, انجینئرنگ فوکس ہے, سو فار ایچ کے پی اے دا وے تھنگس آر ڈیزائنڈ ان سی ایم ایم, certain key work practices are also elaborated and then goals are set and then features are also mentioned. For example, you have to show the commitment. That is a feature. And then if you don't show the commitment, the goal for that particular KPA will not be achieved. So everything is well-knit, everything is well-defined. And remember, in the audit process or in the assessment process, whoever so will come to visit and audit, will look into those areas and see whether the goals are achieved or not. بیسک تھیم وہی ہے جو وہاں پر ہم نے ISO کے پرپز میں ISO کے پرسپیکٹو میں یا مالکم بالرج کے پرسپیکٹو میں یا یورپین فاؤنڈیشن کا جو ماڈل ہے یورپین کوالٹی ایوارڈ کا جو ماڈل ہے یو ڈیفائن سرٹن پروسیس ایریاز یو شو ہاؤ یو آر ڈوئنگ وٹ آر دی ٹارگیٹس وٹ از دی کمٹمنٹ ہاؤ دی ٹاسک آر بینگ ڈن ایٹ دی اسٹریٹجک لیول ٹیکٹیکل لیول آپریشنل لیول سو کسٹمر آف دا کمپنی از ناٹ اونلی از ہیپ سیٹسفائیڈ بٹ از ڈیلائٹڈ اینڈ اف یو وانٹ ٹو ریچ ورلڈ کلاس then you have to listen what the president has to say. So I will ask some questions from the president of the company at the strategic level. CMM ke perspective mein zaroor ye zehen mein rakhiyega. There are thousands of companies in the world, IT companies, but hardly there are 90 or so which has reached at level 5. Pakistan mein ye pehli hai. Majority of the companies are in the United States. But believe me, once you reach at that level, the whole world is open for you. So, aaiye phir, sabse pehle, aapko liye chalte hain is company ke headquarter, office of the president of this company, and let's meet him. I'll greet him on your behalf. Let's learn from him what he has to say, how he achieved this status, award, and level, which is making his company world class. And we are also feeling pride of being Pakistanis. Total quality management ki class ke behalf par, aap sab logon ke behalf par, main president of the company ka shukriya bhi ada karta hoon. اور آپ سے بھی ایکسپیکٹ کرتا ہوں اور ریکویسٹ کرتا ہوں کہ یو لسن وٹ از بینگ سیڈ کیئرفلی اٹینٹیولی اینڈ سنسیئرلی سو دیٹ وین یو ہیو ٹو کنٹریبیوٹ یور پوٹینشیل یور کمپیٹنسیز ٹو این آرگنائزیشن پاکستانی آرگنائزیشن سو یو ول ڈو یور بیسٹ اینڈ نیچرلی دین دیٹ کمپنی مینی کمپنیز ان پاکستان وڈ بی نون ویزیبل being seen and being heard at the global level. I'm sure we can do it, you can do it, and we can all make this country prosperous, visible, and a world leader in different sectors of economy all over the world. Shri Mohri Sahib, bahut bahut shukriya aapka, aapne hame time diya.
Ke total quality management کانسیپٹس کو امپلیمنٹ کرتے ہوئے کیونکہ آپ اس کمپنی کے پریزیڈنٹ ہیں آپ کے ذہن میں وٹ ور دوز پلانس اینڈ وٹ ور دوز ٹارگیٹس وچ یو وانٹیڈ ٹو اچیو ان ٹرمز آف ڈیلیورنگ ویلیو ٹو یور کسٹمرز بائی اچیونگ دس ٹارگیٹ پلس ذرا ہمارے اسٹوڈنٹس کو یہ بھی بتائیے ہاؤ ایزی اٹ واز ٹو ٹریول آن دی جرنی آف کوالٹی اینڈ ٹو ریچ ایٹ دس لیول And how to improve further.
First of all, thank you very much for having me today here. It's an honor to talk to you and to your students. There were multiple things in our mind. The company we are here today is about 10 years old already. And in our early days, we observed that though we were providing good quality product and services to the customers, but customers were always asking for, you know, some standards and recognition of the processes we have implemented. Plus, ek baat jo aur observe ki humne, ke we can produce quality product without implementing global standards. Lekin unme consistency nahi aati. Aap har dafa different quality product produce karte hain. Though it could be of reasonable quality, but usme ek permanency, consistency nahi aati. Agar aap koi implement, koi global standard یا ریکگنائز اسٹینڈرڈ امپلیمنٹ نہ کریں تو سب سے بڑا تو ہم نے خود آبزرو کیا یہ ایک ایشو ہمارے اپنی ارلی ڈیز میں اس کے بعد جب ہم گلوبلی جب ہم جاتے تھے وین وی یوز ٹو گو اینڈ سیل آور کمپنی اینڈ دا کنٹری وی آر فرام دیر وار آلویز ڈاؤٹس ان پیپلز مائنڈ دیٹ یو کمنگ فرام اے کنٹری وچ از ناٹ ریکگنائز فار آئی ٹی سروسز اینڈ سافٹ ویئر ڈیولپمنٹ how can we believe that you could provide quality product and services from your own country and with the, no references, no background? So how do you prove that? So all these factors were in our mind when we started looking for global quality standards in IT services and software development. And earlier we looked at ISO 9001, and in 1998, sir, we became the first IT organization and software development company which achieved ISO 9001, which implemented, I would say, successfully in the organization. And interestingly, once we've done that, our customers were looking at us with a different light altogether immediately after that. And following the standard, we were able to reproduce quality work, you know. But as so you understand, ISO 9001 is a more management standard rather than a going into deeper issues of software development. We felt that we need to do better than that. And in 99, we started looking for a standard which helped us in software development and IT services. And then we came upon CMM at that time. Looking at the history of CMM, sir, it was interesting to look back that Department of Defense, USA, you know, came in with Carnegie Mellon University in 1970s, requesting them to produce a quality standard which can help their vendors develop mission-critical applications. Now, this standard goes back a few years, and it was focused to develop, as I said, mission-critical applications. We believe that we develop software of very mission-critical or sensitive nature. And so we thought, and we believed at that time, this will help if we can implement. So question, you know, answer to your question that how easy it was very complex. In 1999, nobody in Pakistan has ever looked into CMM as a standard. So there was not much help available at that time for us to, you know, go and find, train ourselves and, you know, be able to define the processes. So it took us 2 years first to really, really understand standards. We have to send our people to overseas to USA to get the training first. Done that, then we came back and we worked on CMM level 2. That was a very difficult period. I would say first year was, full year was wasted, or I would say rather we failed not to be able to even define processes. But we don't give up because we believed in the quality standards we want to maintain. So we were able to go back and redefine, and 2001, so we were able to certify ourselves at CMM level 2. So that was the beginning of our study.
So achieving this standard or achieving this level, becoming part of the world-class companies club, how confident you are that your customers, which I believe are international as well as local, would give you strategic advantage and a competitive advantage?
We are already, it's amazing how things change once you complete a standard. Starting from CMM level 2, when we achieved it and we started telling our customer that we produced software and services of CMM level 2, we were taken most seriously at that time. We are talking about 2002, sir, when the industry was in a serious crisis, if you remember that. Those were very difficult days. And in those days, in fact, we were able to get some confidence back of the world. And we were able to, you know, go back and we were able to explain to them how we develop software, and they would take it seriously. And obviously, we continued to progress into CMM level 3. In 2003, then CMM level 4. In 2004, and then of course, August this year, we joined the elite group of CMMI level 5. And it's interesting how perspectives have changed. The customers globally, internationally, and Pakistan-wise. Certainly, we don't have to now sell ourselves anymore. People are coming to buy from us. That's a basic difference I can explain in very simple terms. People are buying, we are not selling anymore.
One of the total quality principles which we discussed in the class with the students was that having a framework, setting process in shape, the very first advantage which comes is that your customers get satisfied. You delight them, you give them better services, and then at the same time, you improve your processes as well, and your employee also gets satisfied. So do you feel that all these advantages you do get by having this award?
In fact, we get twofold benefit. First of all, customer. There's more visibility in our work. all the templates and processes we use, customer can see them. So first of all, it's not just that I say that I am, customer can see the work coming out of Lahore facility, goes through a process. Whenever we are supposed to deliver something to them or we go to them for studies, they can see a remarkable difference how we approach the work. We follow certain guidelines, certain processes and templates. So that's totally not in, in a normal circumstances, we don't do that. In a CMM I-level 5 environment, you do follow certain guidelines and our people do that. So immediately customer can see that they're dealing with a very serious group of people who are coming to their work. So with that confidence which customer gets, our jobs become much easier. Customers, you know, reliance on us much more. They are willing to open up themselves very quickly and then they are sharing the information easily. And our people come back with a very good quality information which helps them build up a total system. That's one area. Second, sir, is the management perspective. Now, similarly to the management, we can also see how our work is done. Level 5 procedures, processes provide us a lot of visibility through tools which are, have been implemented and the technology which bring in to do these statistics. It's amazing how we can now assess our own work. We can see the fault areas, we can see the area problems which can occur in the future. That's all more visible because of this implementation process. So it's not just one side of customers' confidence, it's the management ability to get the work done and we can see the problems before even they occur.
Sir, we have discussed this with EQM customers. World class level per pahunchne ke liye, ye bahut zaruri hai कि टॉप मैनेजमेंट की कमिटमेंट लीडरशिप और स्ट्रेटेजिक फोकस होगा तो उस मंजिल पर पहुंचा जाएगा और फिर बियॉन्ड दैट डेस्टिनेशन वन शुड बी एबल टू मूव ऑन. तो इस केस में, आपकी कंपनी के केस में, हाउ डिड इट गो अबाउट?
सर, इसमें अगर आप ग्लोबली देखें, आई थिंक अराउंड द वर्ल्ड देयर आर हंड्रेड्स एंड थाउजेंड्स ऑफ कंपनीज who are working as software houses and providing IT services globally. And they have done a good job. If you look at the number of companies who have been able to achieve from CMMI level 2 to level 5, the number doesn't increase more than 300 to 400 numbers. If you go through the software engineering institute site, you would see a few hundred names from level 2 to level 5. Now, what does it explain? It can be two things. Either that it is not important standard, or then it's a complex standard which companies cannot attain. What we have seen, more than commitment, it has to be a belief that you need to implement these standards. That's how you can achieve. We have been around to different customers globally, and I met a few companies in USA a few years ago, and we were discussing quality standards. And I questioned them, why did you not go, you're in USA, why did you not try to implement CMM standards? I said, look, Salim, we tried. But down the road, it was so complex and, you know, time consuming and financially it was so much for us that we had no choice but to let it go and continue to do the service to the customer as we did in the past. So there were a way we understood very clearly, it has to be management's belief first, why we are doing it, what benefit the company will get it, how the reward will come back, how customer will benefit. So all that has to be kept in mind. Commitment is must, with belief and commitment, because there will be times you will feel why we are doing it, because it's too difficult. I'll take a life scenario. We have got to customer's work, ongoing work. We are working on the customer's work and suddenly, you know, there's a pressure to deliver and, you know, you want to cut corners. Just you say, okay, no, let's do it and ship it to the customer because we have few hours to go. But this is where the difficulty comes in. If you have a belief and a commitment, you say no. We'll tell the customer, look, we'll take another extra day, but we'll go through the total cycle of quality standard job, what we have implemented. But this is where the real commitment and belief comes in, which in cases people falter. Many people, they say, no, we cannot do it because it takes away too much time and customers are not happy with us.
I would like to thank you that you spared some time and you shared your experiences, how difficult it was. But once the award is achieved, and you excel and the world see it, definitely you forget those hard nights, long nights, and the long hours which you spend in achieving that standard. Thank you very much once again, and I'm sure the students will get ignited from the statements which they hear from you. And through this interview, I expect from them that they will also contribute their energy, their potential to make this country its flag, its culture, its potential known and visible in the world. Sirsa, main talba ki taraf se aapka shukriya bhi ada karta hu aur talba se bhi main expect karta hu ki by looking at your role model and your company's award, they should also get ready to give their commitment, their potential, their energies to the companies they work, so that our country should be visible and should become leader in different sectors of economy all over the world. Bahut bahut shukriya.
Thank you.
Thank you. My dear students, remember what I said? That the top management's commitment, remember, C-level managers, their commitment is very important. And once they are committed, you will see excellence in process, excellence in operations, excellence in the products which are delivered in the market. Customers not only get satisfied, they feel delighted, they become loyal. You are in business, company is business, everybody is in business. So thank you very much for listening. And I think once again on your behalf, this interview with a top manager, C-level manager, president of a company, you have to keep in mind that one day you may also become president of a company and how you have to act. Thank you very much.
Ji, to my dear students, how was the interview? I hope you compared your notes of the class with what is being said by the president of the company. Remember I said, manzil to mushkil hai, lekin impossible nahi hai. Aur phir aapne suna khas taur par ke team ke bagair, working together, spirit of the coaching and mentoring and leadership, it was not possible. Aur phir aapne ye bhi suna, without the commitment of the top management, without the involvement of the workforce, it was not possible. تو اس لحاظ سے یہ ملاقات آپ کے نوٹس کو بھی کنفرم کر رہی ہے اسٹریٹجک لیول پر. نیچرلی پریزیڈنٹ آف دا کمپنی کین اونلی شیئر ود یو وائی ڈیڈ ہی ڈو اٹ، واٹ از دی آبجیکٹو آف ڈوئنگ اٹ، اینڈ واٹ آر دا ڈورز وچ ول ناؤ اوپن فار ہم آفٹر گیٹنگ دس اوارڈ. تو اب اس کے بعد نیکسٹ ملاقات ہم آپ کی کروا رہے ہیں ہیڈ آف دی آئی ٹی اینڈ آپریشن سے، مسٹر کرمانی. مسٹر کرمانی از آلسو ورکنگ فار دس کمپنی فار مینی ایئرس سنس اٹس این آئی ٹی کمپنی اینڈ نیچرلی دس فریم ورک از فوکس ٹورڈز آئی ٹی سیکٹر. تو آپ میں سے جو نان آئی ٹی کے اسٹوڈنٹس ہیں وہ بھی ذرا غور سے سنیے گا کہ جو بزنس اسٹریٹجی ہے کمپنی کی دیٹ ہیز ٹو بی الائن ود دی آئی ٹی اسٹریٹجیز اینڈ دی آپریشن اسٹریٹجیز ایز ویل. اف دیٹ ڈز ناٹ ہیپن دین نیچرلی دی الائنمنٹ اینڈ دی کانگروئنسی وڈ جیپرڈائز دی امپروومنٹ آف دی سسٹم اینڈ دی سیٹسفیکشن آف دی کسٹمر. تو سارے ویکٹرز، سارے ایکٹرز ایک ڈائریکشن میں ہوں گے تو بات بنے گی. اور اس کمپنی کی وزٹ سے آپ یہ محسوس بھی کریں گے کہ پریزیڈنٹ آف دا کمپنی، ہیڈ آف آئی ٹی، ہیڈ آف ایچ آر، ہیڈ آف کوالٹی، آل آر ڈیٹرمنڈ دیٹ ریچنگ ایٹ دی لیول 5 واز ڈیفیکلٹ بٹ ٹو مینٹیننگ اٹ رادر مور ڈیفیکلٹ. آئیے پھر ملتے ہیں ہیڈ آف دی آئی ٹی اینڈ آپریشن کرمانی.
کرمانی صاحب سے پوچھنا چاہوں گا کہ ہاؤ واز یور رول اینڈ وٹ رول دی آئی ٹی ڈپارٹمنٹ played while aligning the business strategies with the technical strategies while this framework was being implemented and the standard was being achieved?
सबसे पहले तो business strategy obviously एक ऑर्गेनाइजेशन का की कंपोनेंट होता है उसकी विजन उसको आगे ले जाने के लिए. बट बिजनेस स्ट्रेटजी को सक्सेसफुल बनाने के लिए ऑपरेशनल या टेक्निकल स्ट्रेटजी बहुत ज़रूरी होती है. सॉफ्टवेयर इंडस्ट्री में हिस्टोरिकली अगर आप देखें तो रेशियो ऑफ सक्सेसफुल प्रोजेक्ट्स ट्रेडिशनली बहुत लो है. एक इंडस्ट्री स्टैटिस्टिक्स ये बोलते हैं कि अबाउट 25-30% ऑफ द सॉफ्टवेयर और आईटी प्रोजेक्ट्स दे आर सक्सेसफुल. द रेस्ट ऑफ द प्रोजेक्ट्स आर ईदर दे रन दे आर ओवर टाइम और दे आर ओवर कॉस्ट. सो इस सिनारियो को सामने रखते हुए हमने जो अपनी ऑपरेशनल या टेक्निकल स्ट्रेटजी जब डेवलप कर रहे थे तो वी फेल्ट के हमें एक वर्ल्ड क्लास सॉफ्टवेयर क्वालिटी स्टैंडर्ड अडॉप्ट करने की जरूरत है और उसके लिए हमने CMMI का इंतखाब किया. और हम ये बिलीव करते हैं कि हमने जो अपनी प्रोडक्ट्स और सर्विसेज इस पैराडाइम में रहते हुए जो डेवलप की हैं वो उसमें सक्सेस रेशियो ऑब्वियसली इज वेरी हाई. CMMI इज नथिंग बट ए कलेक्शन ऑफ बेस्ट प्रैक्टिसेस दैट कवर द एंटायर सॉफ्टवेयर डेवलपमेंट लाइफ साइकिल. तो उस पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू से हमें अपनी अपनी बिजनेस स्ट्रेटजी और जो ऑपरेशनल स्ट्रेटजी को अलाइन करने के लिए CMMI का रोल वाज वेरी इफेक्टिव और वेरी विजिबल. एंड वी आर वेरी प्लीज्ड के हमने जो ये स्टैंडर्ड अचीव किया इसकी वजह से हमारे वी वर एबल टू हैव सेटिस्फाइड कस्टमर्स. वी वर एबल टू कंट्रोल अवर कॉस्ट. वी वर एबल टू डिलीवर अवर प्रोजेक्ट्स ऑन टाइम और क्वालिटी ऑफ अवर प्रोजेक्ट वॉज ऑल्सो एक्नॉलेज बाई द कस्टमर्स.
आईटी सेक्टर में चेंजेस आर वेरी रैपिड. So while being the leader of IT and operation department, how do you remain and keep your department focused on quality while taking care of the changes in the IT sector locally and globally?
आपने बिल्कुल दुरुस्त फरमाया जी के आईटी सेक्टर ऑब्वियसली इज अ वेरी डायनामिक सेक्टर और इसमें चेंजेस आर ऑन ऑर्डर ऑफ द डे. और इस सिनारियो में आई बिलीव जो हमारा CMMI का जो रोल था आई थिंक द वे इट हेल्प इट बेसिकली क्रिएटेड अ क्वालिटी कल्चर इन अवर ऑर्गेनाइजेशन. क्वालिटी कल्चर का इस ये हुआ है कि जो भी चेंजेस टेक्नोलॉजी में आती गई उसको एडॉप्ट करना और उसको इम्प्लीमेंट करना और उसको आगे लेके जाना हमारे लिए काफी आसान हो गया. इसके अलावा लेवल 5 के लेवल 5 का एक बहुत इंपॉर्टेंट KPI है ऑर्गेनाइजेशन इनोवेशन एंड डिप्लॉयमेंट, जिसका मकसद ये है कि दुनिया में जो नई चेंजेस आ रही हैं टेक्नोलॉजी जिस तरह उभर के आ रही है उनको एक कंपनी एक प्रोसेस या स्ट्रक्चर तरीके से अडॉप्ट करे उनको इवेल्युएट करे और उसके बाद उसको इम्प्लीमेंट करे.
I would like to welcome once again back to the class. And how did you feel being from the IT side, aligning it with the business side, bridging it with the process side, and making sure that the people part is also there to deliver? ये सारी चीजें आपस में मैच होके अलाइन होकर ही चलेंगी. और इस पर्सपेक्टिव में फिर अब हम आपकी जो मुलाकात नेक्स्ट करवाएंगे वो उनके हेड ऑफ HR से होगी, वाइस प्रेसिडेंट ह्यूमन रिसोर्सेस मिस्टर ताहिर मलिक. इसलिए कि प्रोसेस में भी इन शेप स्ट्रेटजीज आर ऑल well designed and developed, who are going to implement them? Humne ye learn kiya, people. Is case mein people kaun hai? Software engineers, programmers, team leads, project managers. They all, number one, have to buy this idea ke bhai process have to be documented. Culture has to be changed. And then one has to work according to the documented process. Bada mushkil kaam hai IT walon ke liye. Lekin dekhiye, ye to bahut aasan hai IT walon ke liye ke RS document to wo already develop karte hain. اور اس کے بغیر تو ڈیزائن بنتا, سسٹم انالائز اس کے بغیر نہیں ہوتا. لیکن اب ہم تمام پروسیس, تمام ورک پریکٹسز, تمام ٹاسکس اینڈ ایکٹیویٹیز کو ڈیفائن کریں گے, ہاؤ وی وانٹ ٹو ڈو اٹ. اور بینگ ہیڈ ایچ آر, آئی ووڈ لائک ٹو آسک ہم دیٹ وین دی ٹیکنالوجی چینج, از دیر اینی پلان دیٹ یو ووڈ لائک ٹو make your people learn those new tools and technologies which is the requirement of the market. Balki is perspective mein mujhe kehne dijiye, I would like to ask him what is their plan to implement what is called PCMM, people CMM, people capability maturity model. Iska matlab ye hua کہ سسٹم اور پروسیس کے پرسپیکٹو میں تو سی ایم ایم آئی لیول 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 دیٹ از دیئر, بٹ دس فریم ورک آلریڈی نوز دیٹ اٹ از ناٹ پاسبل وداؤٹ دی ڈیولپمنٹ اینڈ میکنگ پیپل میچیور. تو اس لحاظ سے آپ نوٹ کیجئے گا کہ وہ جو آئیڈیا ہم نے لرن کیا اس کورس میں کہ پیپل بیہائنڈ دا پروسیس آر مور امپورٹنٹ, rather as important as the process, because they are the one who design process, they are the one who improve process, they are the one who own process. Is lihaz se hum aapki mulaqat head HR, vice president of HR, CMM level I5 company Mr. Tahir Malik se aaiye phir milte hain aur unke khayalat aur irshadat ko gaur se sunenge.
آپ کی کمپنی نے ابھی حال ہی میں ورلڈ کلاس سی ایم ایم لیول 5 اچیو کیا, سافٹ ویئر انجینئرز, ٹیم لیڈز, پروجیکٹ مینیجرز, دی ٹیم آف آل دیز پیپل, ہاؤ ڈیڈ یو مینج دیم ٹو ورک ان اے اسپرٹ دیٹ اچیونگ دس لیول آف سی ایم ایم لیول 5 واز پاسبل؟
کمپنیز جو یہ لیول اچیو کر چکی ہیں, دے ہیڈ دا رائٹ ایٹیچیوڈ, ا پازیٹیو ایٹیچیوڈ, جو کہ اسٹوڈنٹس کے لیے ضروری ہے کہ کوالٹی لیول اور کوالٹی پروڈکٹس ڈیلیور کرنے کے لیے دے شوڈ ہیو دا رائٹ اینڈ پازیٹیو ایٹیچیوڈ. دس از مائی ایڈوائس ٹو دا اسٹوڈنٹس, اینڈ وین دے کم ان ٹو دا ریئل ورلڈ دے شوڈ ہیو دس ایٹیچیوڈ ان آرڈر ٹو اچیو دا رائٹ ایکسلنس لیولس.
What was the role of your department in developing leadership training, providing technical innovation and career development so that the people working in your company stay motivated and you maintain this level of excellence in the years coming ahead?
In achieving this level of excellence, we were following the CMM processes, and one of the major KPIs which is at level 3 is a training. کمپنی, ہماری کمپنی جو ہے وہ جو اس پہ بہت زیادہ فوکس تھا کہ جو ورک فورس ہے وہ گرومڈ ہو, ٹرینڈ ہو, سو دیٹ دے بیکم انسٹرومینٹل ان ڈیلیورنگ دا ریکوائرڈ ریزلٹس آف ایکسلنس. وی آر ناؤ اگین ونس اگین فوکسنگ آن پی سی ایم ایم, وچ ول ونس اگین پرووائڈ اس ود این اپرچونیٹی ٹو برنگ دی انٹرنیشنل لیولس آف ایکسلنس and achieve those for the company.
Abhi aapne PCMM ka naam liya, does that mean it's a people related standard of CMM to be integrated with the CMMI,
People CMM, once again, is another level of maturity, which is integrated with CMM levels. Definitely, hamara aim hai ke next level of excellence pe jayein. Aur iske ilawa bhi hum bahut sare aur level of excellence ki taraf khas tawajjuh de rahe hain, jisme ISO 8001 jo hamare health and safety standards ki taraf bhi hame la raha hai. These are the things that we are trying to achieve, aur we as a company we want to be the leaders in all fields which we have been so far.
Welcome back ji, my dear students. This was our third interview, and I'm sure you have learned what Mr. Tariq Malik had to say. He is also working with the company for many years and has a plan to implement the PCMM levels also, so that people are aligned with the process. اب نیکسٹ جو ہم آپ کی ملاقات کروانا چاہتے ہیں, ہی از دا ریئل مینیجر اینڈ ایکٹر اینڈ انجینئر مسٹر فرقان, ہو فرسٹ لرن وٹ دیز لیولز آر. فرسٹ ہی میڈ ہمسیلف اویئر دیٹ وائی آئی ایس او 9001 از ناٹ ڈیلیورنگ وٹ اٹس سپوزڈ ٹو ڈیلیور, اسپیشلی ان دی آئی ٹی سیکٹر. Because ISO 9001 is a bit biased towards the manufacturing sector. IT sector mein implement karne ke liye unhone guideline to develop ki, lekin CMM has come up with much more mature framework, and in the global market, especially in the IT sector, companies working and achieving this target of CMM recognition are given more respect and recognition as compared to ISO. So Mr. Furqan, first he learned himself how to develop those processes which will satisfy the requirement of KPAs given by CMMI, given by Software Engineering Institute. Then within each KPA, what were the key work practices, goals, features, and how things were implemented. So aapki phir hum mulaqat karwa rahe hain head of quality engineering Mr. Furqan Khan.
Furqan sahab, aap zara kindly hamare students ko ye bataiye ke number one, while talking of quality, there is an international standard known as ISO 9001. And now in the IT sector, we are discussing CMM level 5, which your company just has achieved the award. But we have also been told that your company has the best employer award lately. So our students, ISO perspective, have already process focus and its importance understood well. And they have also learned that basically product is a function of process. So kindly CMM ke perspective mein kuch key process areas jinhe hum KPAs kehte hain unki kuch students ke saath apni practices aur knowledge ko share kijiye, aur phir ye jo various KPIs hain ye kis tarah se unke goals ko aap define karte hain aur work practices ke saath integrate karke un goals ko achieve karte hain.
Thank you very much, Dr. Saab. First of all, I would like to take you from ISO 9001 to the CMMI. And definitely, ISO 9001 provides you a framework for quality management system, the very essential elements of a quality management system. But CMMI is also a process improvement framework, but that takes you a step forward. And how does it do so? It provides you enough guidelines, the best practice across the industry, especially in IT industry, and gives you focus on certain process areas at different maturity levels. So maturity level is basically an evolutionary plateau for process improvement in any organization, and every maturity level has certain set of process areas within that maturity level that you can say characterize the organizational maturity at that maturity level. So, for example, if you take maturity level 2, in which we have 7 process areas, and that characterizes an organization as working with managed processes. And if you take along to the next level, that is maturity level 3, the organization has institutionalized the defined processes across the organization, having around 13 process areas in that maturity level. And from there onward, if you take along maturity level 4, there are another 2 process areas, and that takes the organization at the level of quantitatively managing the processes. And from there, the highest level of maturity, that is maturity level 5, that refers to continuously improving the organization processes or optimizing level. So that is, you can say, a pathway that guides, that is guided by the CMMI as compared to ISO 9001. It gradually helps you to develop the maturity of the organization and takes you at a higher level of excellence. For example, I would like to share with you the structure of CMMI, how does it help you, and how it is different from ISO 9001. CMMI, for example, take an example of requirement management process area at maturity level 2. The main components of this process area are specific goals and generic goals. Specific goals are basically very specific or particular to a process area that reside, And for example, in requirement management, the specific goal number 1 says requirements are managed and inconsistencies between requirements, project plans, and workforce are identified. So this specific goal is set forth by CMMI process area of requirement management, and it does not stop there. It guides you how to achieve this goal through specific practices. It has 5 specific practices, and they are supported by guidelines in the form of sub-practices. I would just take you along with these 5 practices. The first one says obtain understanding of the requirements. And it does have information like you have to identify the requirements provider, you have to identify the criteria for acceptance of requirements, and you have to analyze the requirements that they fulfill the criteria of acceptance of requirement. And finally, you get an agreed upon set of requirements in place. Now, going to the next practice, that is saying obtain commitment to the requirements so that the people involved in the project are able to work on these project requirements to deliver the project. Next practice says manage changes to the requirements. That means if there is any change during the life cycle of the project, then changes must be captured and they must be tracked to closure of successful change management. And next practice says maintain bi-direction traceability, and that ensures relationship of all the products produced during the life cycle. That helps you analyze the problems and impacts of the changes if they happen during the project. And lastly, it asks that you must be having certain practices in place to identify the inconsistency between the requirements, the product plans, and the workforce produced. So these are specific practices guiding you how to achieve the specific goals. Once you have achieved the specific goal, that means you have implemented all these practices with all the guidelines that are associated with these. The next part of that is called generic goal. While specific goal is helping you implement the process main, you can say, objective, the generic goal basically helps you institutionalize the process in the organization. That helps you getting the process more mature. That means it's the way you work in this organization. And that comes from, you can say, different generic practices. For example, you have to have a policy related to the process that what an organization need from you to implement as far as this process area is concerned. And secondly, you have to plan the activities related to any process area, that is plan the process. Third practice says that you must provide resources, both human and non-human resources like tools, templates, formats, etc. Next practice says provide assigned responsibilities. And after that, you have to train the people who have been assigned to perform this process. And next practice says that you must be managing the configuration of the work parts produced in this part so that you have a visibility of what is produced and what is the current status of these work parts. And you have to identify and involve all relevant stakeholders to be involved in this process activities. And after that, you have to monitor the performance of this process throughout its execution and take corrective action as needed. Next, you have to ensure that someone independently evaluating whether the process description, standards, and formats have been followed in performing this process or not. And finally, the results and status of this process performance must be reviewed with the senior management that is independent of the project. So that is kind of an institutionalization that refers to, you can say, with reference to CMM, common features, ability to perform, directing implementation, commitment to perform, and verifying implementation. So that is how CMMI is different from ISO 9001.
Khan sahab, abhi aapne ye farmaya ki level 4 pe one of the KPIs is quantitative management of data. And one of the total quality principle is that you must manage by facts. Zara kindly wise students ko ye bataiye ki how often the quality tools were implemented and used and deployed while removing the defects or preventing from the defects while implementing the CMM high level 4 or 5.
In this regard, I would like to say that it has two processes here. One focus on quantitative project management that refers to the project's activities, and second one is called organization process performance. So CMI requires you both at project level as well as organization level that you must be applying statistical process control technique to understand the processes and their performance quantitatively and take corrective action on a factual basis. How it happens? Basically, you have all the data, or rather, in the first place, you have to set the quantitative quality and process performance objectives at organizational level, and you have to collect data against these objectives from different products. And that sets the baseline for the organization that can be used to compare any product's performance with the current organization baseline performance. So that is the organization part. And that also helps you to develop the process performance model that helps you estimating, predicting, and manipulating any particular product parameters, planning parameters. So the other part, that is quantitative product management, that is very specific to a project in which a project is required to set up the quantitative quality and process performance objective with respect to the project itself. And then they have to identify what processes need to be statistically controlled in detail. And for that reason, they have to perform statistical process control techniques, and they can use statistical locality control techniques like control charts, Pareto diagram, histograms, correlation chart, and other techniques that helps you identify the, you can say, the special cause of variation, and they are being eliminated from the process execution so that they do not occur in future. So that's a maturity level 4 characteristics.
Aakhri question for Khan sahab, main aapse puchna chahunga ke how did you manage the attitude of the team members who are working with you, to get them along on board to follow the processes and to develop a culture which will ultimately help you to achieve this CMM level 5?
This is a very important question, because this is where most of the organization fail. And we did have some problem in the beginning to get the involvement and commitment from the people within the organization at different levels. We learned our lesson, and we strategized ourselves in a way that is more close to the cultural requirements of our organization, and that's how we tackle the cultural aspect. But I would like to talk about this. What was that? Basically, you have to consider that what people think about this change, and that is very important. You have to wear the shoes. You have to be in the shoes of managers, you have to be in the shoes of developers, and you have to be in the shoes of management, and so on. And that's how you are going to understand how do they feel about this change, whether they are afraid of it, or they are reluctant to do it, or they feel afraid of failure to this change, and so on. So you have to cover all these factors of, eliminating the fears of all these people, and that is how you take their commitment and involvement into this process improvement initiative. And that is what we did. We did identify the problems, that why project managers are not cooperating, we identify why developers are not producing the results that we want, and so on. And then we strategize ourselves in such a way that can help us do the same. This is what I would say, that it's very important to change the culture of the organization, and that is what happens once you initially start up with this process improvement initiative, whether it is ISO 9001 or whether it is CMI.
جی تو عزیز طلبہ و طالبات, آپ نے پھر فرقان خان صاحب کی باتیں سنی اور میں نے خاصی ڈیٹیل میں یہ چاہا کہ وہ آپ کو پروسیس کی ڈیٹیلز بتائیں. آیا وہ ان ٹولز کو بھی یوز کرتے ہیں, پروسیس کی پریکٹسز کو کلچرل چینج کے ساتھ کتنا آسان تھا ان کے لیے, یہ بھی آپ نے نوٹ کیا. اور پھر آپ نے محسوس کیا کہ achieving an award, achieving a target may be difficult but not impossible. You have to make it happen. اور میں عموماً کہا کرتا ہوں اور میں پھر دوبارہ کہتا ہوں کہ people like you, regardless in what sector you work, given us a framework, maybe a world framework, to become a world-class company, I think we have the will to do it. بلکہ مجھے کہنے دیجئے اس موقع پر, کیونکہ خوشی کا موقع ہے, کہ اگر پاکستان کے لیول پر ہماری ورلڈ کلاس لیول پر کرکٹ کی ٹیم جانی جاتی ہے, ورلڈ کلاس لیول پر ہمارے سپورٹنگ گڈز, ٹیکسٹائل گڈز, سرجیکل گڈز جانے جاتے ہیں, ورلڈ کلاس لیول پر پاکستان کی وہ بچی پہچانی جاتی اور جانی جاتی ہے کہ جو اس چھوٹی ایج کے اندر one of the best IT professional. اور پھر پاکستان کے اندر سارے ویدرز, ساری کنڈیشنز, سارے ریسورسز موجود ہیں, آپ بھی موجود ہیں, تو یہ ناممکن نہیں ہے کہ اگر مینوفیکچرنگ, سروسز, ایجوکیشن اور دوسرے سیکٹرز آف اکانومی کے اندر آپ اگر ڈٹرمن کر لیں, ریزالو کر لیں, تو یہ ممکن نہ ہو سکے. تو اسی توقع کے ساتھ, اسی خواہش کے ساتھ, اس انٹرویو کو اور اس سیشن کو ہم کلوز کرتے ہیں, وائنڈ اپ کرتے ہیں, اور میں آپ سے توقع بھی کرتا ہوں کہ جو کہا گیا اس کو سننے کے بعد اپنے نوٹس کے ساتھ کمپیئر کیجئے اور پھر اس میں سے کچھ اپنے لیے لیسن لرن, بیسٹ پریکٹسز فیوچر کے پرسپیکٹو میں آپ کے لیے اس میں سبق کیا ہے, آپ کی کمپنی کے لیے سبق کیا ہے, اور جب آپ کو موقع ملے گا تو ہاؤ آر یو گوئنگ ٹو ڈو اٹ. بٹ ون تھنگ از فار شیور, آئی ایم سرٹن دیٹ ان شاء اللہ یو کین ڈو اٹ. سو وتھ دیز فیو ورڈز لیٹس میک دس سیشن اوور. خدا حافظ. And I'll see you in the next session. Until then, Assalamu alaikum.